This is a podcast from the National Association of Black and White Men Together from their archives and is a conversation on the subject of name change of the National Association. And it's a conversation between myself, Ken, and Doug, a very long time member of the organization. Thanks for listening.
This is the NA podcast, and I'm happy to have with me Douglas Noble, a member of the LA, now the Southern California chapter. And our discussion point today is about what our name is, that is the national name, how it came into being, and what are the issues involving changing that name. And Douglas promises me it would be a great combination. So Douglas, you there?
I am here.
All right. So you know the agenda here.
Yes.
Basically, if you can give us a history of the organization's name and maybe some of the chapters who've tried to change their name, and let the NA or remind the NA members and tell the new members what it's all about. Off you go.
Well, the organization began with a call from a man named Michael Smith in San Francisco in 1980. To see if there were people interested around the country in forming local chapters of Black and White Men Together. How that name came forward was simply the idea that in our society, the problems between black and white are probably the most central problems dealing with interraciality. And that's basically the type of people that were brought together initially, both in local chapters and to form a national organization, starting with the first convention of the meeting of these local chapters that was held in San Francisco in 1981. Originally, it was called the International Association of Black and White Men Together because we had a few chapters abroad, but it later changed its name to the National Association. And the early chapters, the early local chapters, were all called Black and White Men Together, the idea being that that in itself was a statement, a political statement, a statement of desire to relate interracially, to try to deal with issues that separated black and white. In the mid-80s, primarily led by the New York chapter, there was a movement toward being more inclusive, to recognizing that in the modern world, black and white certainly doesn't cover the gamut, that as we purported to be multiracial and multicultural, we should be clear by our name that we welcomed everyone. Now, we always said we welcomed everyone, but the name perhaps implied differently, and our membership indeed was mainly black and white. But from the beginning, that was a somewhat controversial topic. Some chapters changed their names, others didn't. And by 1987, the issue came before our national convention in Milwaukee by an effort by those who changed their names locally to change the national organization's name to Men of All Colors Together. There were other variations also of that. Some people wanted to be People of All Colors Together, so we didn't include women. So we didn't exclude women. But MACT was the main variation off of Black and White Men Together, and a lot of chapters changed their names. We had a very rancorous debate in 1987. A lot of personalities were involved, not just the arguments on each side of the name change, but the organization voted to retain its name, even as many of the chapters continued to be MACT chapters. And we agreed in 1987, or shortly thereafter, that since the debate then was so rancorous and almost split the organization in two, that we would not consider a name change at the national level again unless a majority of the local chapters had changed their names. Well, by 1996, that had happened. And at the Cleveland Convention, we tried to sort of handle it in a way that wouldn't cause another division. But it turned out that when the matter was presented to the whole convention, the convention overwhelmingly said, we don't want to change our name. And that even included a lot of chapters that had changed their names locally. So we have remained Black and White Men Together. But there's still a substantial number of people who feel we should have changed. Hello?
I'm still here. Doug, go ahead.
Okay, there was a beep. That was why I stopped. So there are arguments. Hold on a second. There's a plane going over. Certainly on the side of keeping our name is the idea that that for Black and White to come together, that in many respects, both historically and otherwise, is the main racial divide and problem in this country. And somehow if Black and White could come together and mutually understand each other, a lot of the other divisions among other racial groups would sort of melt away. Also, the uniqueness of our organization, the fact that our membership has been Black and White, and even in the chapters that have changed their names, has remained largely Black and White, although a lot of them have tried to expand their agendas to address other groups, Hispanics, Asians, for example. On the other hand, the people who are strongly multicultural, not that we aren't all, but the ones who are so strongly that they want to change the name, say that that's just a recognition of the modern world, that how can we possibly just address Black and White issues when there's so many other issues on the table, that in fact, and I don't know that this argument has been made a lot, but I think it's a reasonable argument. Other gay groups, for example, gay and lesbian Latinos Unidos, Asian Pacific gay groups, they have white members, but they don't have any power structure that mandates white participation. Our organization mandates participation by different racial groups, and that would be true even if we became men of all colors together. We would have a mandate that no racial group could constitute more than a certain percentage of our board. So we, in effect, are in a better position to be totally inclusive than other gay groups. But at the same time, that just hasn't happened. Now, let me just stop a minute here. Let me collect my thoughts. Do you have a follow-up question from what
yes,
I've said
I do.
So far? Okay.
I do. So I'm interested. If I was to start up a current chapter, would I be given the flexibility to use any name that I wanted to and affiliate with a national organization?
Well, first of all, you could form a chapter on your own with any name and with any statement of purpose. If you wanted to affiliate with a national, your chapter would need to subscribe to our statement of purpose, which defines us as a multicultural, multiracial organization, but doesn't mandate any name. So yes, you could choose any name you wanted, and that would be fine. But the national would remain until the national changes, it would remain Black and White Men Together.
And in the same vein, since the national, I believe, is run by a trust or governed by a trust, does that exclude them changing our name or not?
Well, originally, the founder, Michael Smith, who was the man that made the call for the organizations locally to first form and who really pulled the first national convention together, he willed most of his estate to the national organization with a stipulation in the trust that the trust would fail to us as a beneficiary if we changed our name. Whether or not that could have been legally enforceable if we had changed our name, we'll never know. But that is not relevant anymore because the trust has been dissolved. The money in the trust was paid out to us. We put it into a foundation from which we draw a certain amount of money or can draw a certain amount each year. So there's no longer any legal stricture on our national changing its name. We wouldn't lose any money if we did that.
So my next question is, what is the current makeup in terms of the names of all of the chapters would be your estimate?
As I said, in 1996, for the first time, more than half of the then existing chapters had changed their names. Right now, I don't really know. Of the chapters that are actually affiliated and dues-paying with the national, that's a good question. I bet it's around half and half. I really don't know. I mean, you'd have to look at what there are now 10 or 12 chapters that are dues-paying members. I would guess it's about even. But there doesn't seem to be any real political movement or urgency toward even bringing up the issue again. We've sort of moved on, I think, to other things. That's not to say that there certainly aren't a number of people involved who would like us to have a different name, but I think it has ceased, at least for the moment, to become a pressing national issue. And frankly, if I can state my own opinion, and I've actually been on both sides of this question, because our old LA chapter went from BWMT to MACT and back to BWMT in a show of complete confusion. Perhaps what's more important than the name is what we do toward implementing our statement of purpose, whether we have programs to fight racism, what we stand for, what positions we take. And I think that, to me, is far more important than our name. Not to say that the name isn't important, but I think there are other things that are more important. And I sometimes wondered whether the whole debate over the name change sort of was an excuse, or not an excuse, but at least allowed us to sort of step back from doing other things that were perhaps more important.
And there we have it. That was Doug Noble telling us the long and involved history on the name that we have, Black and White Men Together, and what the chapters are doing about it, and what our mission statement is. Doug, we thank you, and we're going to sign off right now. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure.